Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us today is Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Slow cookers is our topic today. I tend to be a slow cooker myself, moseying back and forth in the kitchen, but this is obviously just a little bit different.
Yes. I know it seems a little warm right now, but with fall season officially here and upon us, I know some of us will be enjoying, especially with school and the lots of activities going on, you enjoy that opportunity to open the front door and be kind of greeted with some of those smells from stews or chilies or soups cooking in the kitchen. So there's a few tips or things I wanted to remind people of as they're using their slow cooker this fall or into the winter. As always, when preparing for food to put in your slow cooker, you want to make sure to start with a clean cooker, clean utensils, a clean work area, and clean hands. And also to remember to keep those perishable food items refrigerated until you're ready to prepare them. If you want to cut up meat or vegetables in advance, I know that can be a time-saving factor. Make sure to store them separately in the refrigerator until you're ready to put them in your slow cooker. And always remember to thaw your meat or your poultry before you put it in the slow cooker and not use the slow cooker to cook those meats from frozen. Also, make sure to follow your slow cooker's manufacturer directions and use the right amount of food in your slow cooker. And remember that those vegetables are going to cook slower than your meat or poultry, so you want to put those vegetables in first and then add your meat and liquid, such as your water or your broth, as suggested in your recipe, on top of that. Also, just remember to keep that lid on top of that slow cooker as much as possible and only take it off to stir the food or to check for doneness. And oftentimes, slow cookers are going to have two or more settings, and foods can take different amounts of time to cook, as we all know, depending on the settings that we use. If you're going to use your slow cooker for all-day cooking, you may want to use that slow setting. But if possible, you can turn the slow cooker on the high setting for the first hour of the cooking time and then lower it to a slower setting called for in your recipe for the remainder of the time. And remember, if you have leftovers afterwards, make sure to store them properly. Leftovers should be placed in those shallow containers and refrigerated within a couple hours of cooking. And it's also not recommended to reheat leftovers in slow cookers. Food should be reheated on the stove or in the microwave or in the oven until it reaches the 165 degree temperature. One question that I often get is, what do I do with my slow cooker if the power goes out? As we all know, we never know what kind of weather we're going to have in Kansas, and we can have some power outages. So if you're not home during the entire cooking time and you're not sure how long that power has been out, the best recommendation is to throw away the food. You just, when in doubt, throw it out. But if you're at home, you can finish cooking the ingredients by some other means, gas stove or an outdoor grill. If the food in the slow cooker was completely cooked before the power went out, the food should remain safe for up to 2 hours if the power has If you have some additional food safety questions, you're always welcome to contact myself in the Garnett office at 785-448-6866 or visit our Frontier District website at frontierdistrict.ksu.edu.
So what is your go-to recipe with your slow cooker?
We do a lot of chilies in ours, and so it's pretty, I like walking in the door and getting to smell that as I'm coming in.
Oh, yeah.
And having some cinnamon rolls with that as well.
I was just about to ask, with or without the cinnamon rolls?
The cinnamon rolls.
Of course with the cinnamon rolls. Oh, outstanding. That sounds great. And now I'm thinking, maybe instead of just my collection of kettles and stock pots, maybe I do need a slow cooker.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much. Those are some great hints, especially considering, like you said, with the chance for weird weather and if the power goes out, better to start over than to risk spending the next day being thoroughly miserable or worse.
Absolutely. I don't recommend that for anyone.
No. Not even your annoying coworker.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mayor DeZine Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.